Yeah, and that Chof Dalet Omid Beis, but let's just learn the Taisus on the previous Sugya. The Gemara said, Eliyamrit Liyude Gavre, the Braise said, if you're mazim all these three Kitais who are made, that one Kita was made that Sunday Berel Sher killed Reuven Sher. Second Kita is Meyed on Monday. He killed Shimon Sher. On Tuesday he killed Levi Sher. So it says, if you amass them, all three of them, so they pay Nezik Shalom. So the Gemara says, he amrit the Yude Gavre, Leimru Hanach Kamoi, so the first kites, or the first cat, should say, Anan mihavi yadinom, the bosot losa yoime osi hani umiyadilei. How could we be chayiv nezik sholim? We bechlau were not zaymimim to make him for a muad, since our hagoda does not at all make him a muad. Can only become a mu'ud through others coming, which is asidus, which we are unaware of, so you can't be mechayiv us to pay nezik shalom. So Taisvis says, Hu adin, davemotzi lemifrach mibasroi? The Gemara could have also asked that the last cat was unaware that there were previously two other kites who were made on the shir. Shlo yodu barishainim, kimin shabo begimu yomim. They came on three separate days. So the third cat was completely unaware that there were two kites that came previously and were made on the shir. Ela mikamoi poch bepshitis tvei. The kasha and the basroi is, they are not aware what had happened in Bezdin. By the kamoi, it's more than an unawareness. It's pshat is, this is asidis. How should they ever know that what's going to happen to osid? It'll be negeach and edem will come. So, Rav Kahn had asked, Afilu you hold that Liyude Ture, it is also, let the Basroi say, Anan Minol Yodinan Dechol Dekoi Beidine Lasude Beture Kosi. How should we know that the previous ones had come to be made on this shir, Anan lechiyuve gavre palgeniska asinam. That was the taina of Rav Kahane. So Tosfos says, mikamoi lehave motze lemifrach. Now, Rashi made a cheshbin that, Rashi had made a cheshbin that the Kamoi Zichen knew that the intent was that they were called to Besdin on Tuesday to be made, even the Levi told them, invited them to come to Besdin, and they realized their Edis and the Negichis of Sunday and Monday. The only way it affects Levi is that they'll pay Nezik Sholim Tuesday. But that was Shitas Rashi, that Rashi had learned that it's Negeya, the third Nizik, it's Negeya Levi that you'll pay Nezik Sholim. Taisvis does not have this Mahalach in the Gemara because Taisvis holds Yizicha don't pay by the third time. So why did the Gemara only ask on the Basroi that the Basroi were unaware that the Kamoi are coming to be made. We could ask the same kasha on the Kamoi. How should they know Bechlal that that others are coming to be Miyayit? So Taisa starts off by saying, Mikamoi Lavamotzi Lamifloch, the Muchacha Milsa de Liyude Kosi, Midehimtinu Ab Negiche Gimel. He says, why did they come Tuesday? So why did they come Tuesday? Zicha, so, because they want to make a mamut. That's why they waited till Tuesday. Calls man, there's a kasha, you should have come Sunday. He says, Taisus doesn't have the convenience of Rashi that the Nisik will bring them Tuesday, because the Nisik of Tuesday has nothing to, has no interest to bring them. But I'll call upon him, the Shaila is Higufa, why did they wait till Tuesday? So Al-Kochoch, they became aware that there was a Negicha Tuesday, and now they know that they'll become a Mu'ed Betziruf with their Edis. So, I know from the Hamtone of the Kamoi, I understand that they're coming to make him a mu'ud. Ve'im taima, but the Gemara kasha, but the eight who came for the Tuesday negiche, how do you know that he's aware that there are other two negiches which together with his negiche will make him a mu'ud? V'im taima, that was the Gemara's kash, and that the Gemara had to say three mahalchim to come for this kash. V'im taima, my koma, menoye dinon, the chol de koi bebeidine, look me kagoin shahoyu achoinim, be maimed kshiidu kat rishainim. So Daisy says, I have a very posh taitze. The first two I know, that they came to be miyayit, because what did they wait for till Tuesday? So they heard about the third negiche, and he's standing in line, and he hears the first two negiches, and then he realizes that his edus will be the makib patish to make the sher amut. So what's the problem? That would be go a poshet a kimte. V'yesh loimal, so Taisva says, now Taisus is a little choyza from what Taisus had said before. Dal kochach ayrig sheheyidu kat shlishes tchila. Taisus says, it is speaking about that the third kat was made first. De'ik sheheyidu lipsoif, if we'll say, the way I asked, that he was made lipsoif, in Cain, Tiksha Mikamoi, then we're back to the Kamoi. The Dilma Lechiyuve, Palganiske Kosi. Maybe they're coming to be Machayvim Chatzinesik. I, Taisus, had said before, and if they're coming to be Machayvim Chatzinesik, why did they wait till Tuesday? The Leko Hichoche Bemeshehim Tinu, Ad negicha shlishis, the shema loy hoyelam pnai lovei lebezn loy. You can't be mechayiv, the first two kitas, alzanoinish of kasha zomam, they wanted to make him a mu'ed, because he have circumstantial evidence. Why did they wait till Tuesday? So they'll give you a cheshbon, they couldn't come before Tuesday. You can't be mechayiv them nezek sholem because of this. The shem lo hoyelam pnai lovi bebezn lohid. Avol kshimtinu ad kshayidu kachlishis, but they waited till the kachlishis was made, and now they're saying edis, so now they know everything. Now they know the edis will make him a mu'ed, and so Akolchach is speaking about that the third kat was made at first. So the Gemara is a very good kasha. So how can you mechayev him nezek sholem? Maybe he was unaware that these two previous kitas who has yet to not say Eidus, how should he know the coming to be made on the shirt? As Muchamilsa de Liude Kosi, now they know on the first two, so therefore the Gemara they say, Terutzim de Kamaramzi Remuzi. So Taisvis Gir says, Elo de Kamaramzi Remuzi. Elo. And Rashi seemed Beferish not to be Geiris this Elo, and that's what Rashi says, Hochi Garsinen de Kamaramzi Remuzi. It seems Rashi wants to take away this Elo. Now there's a Muridik Echilik for Geiris Elo, for not Geiris Elo. Subtaisis Lafi Asvorim de Garsi Elo. So Elo means this is a Chazora and before. That means before we had said that from this Baraisa we see Klor Liyude Ture. Because the Liyude Gavre, how could you be Mechayiv the Edim? They contained that they came to Ishepei Chatzi Nezik. When the first Edim came, they bechlal were unaware that there'll be other Negiches and other Edis. So, but the Gemara is Takashe, Afilu Liyudei Ture, how does the last cat, how do you know that the last cat was aware that the first two kitas are going to come and say Edis on the share? So if we're going to the Kamaram Ziremuzi, so that's a Teretz and Rav Kahana's Kasha. The Maramez that one to the other, so we see that the third cat knows about the first two kites, and Verashi says they were Maramez, this third cat to say Edis, so Vaista is there one click. If we're going to Elo the Kamaram Ziremuzi, Leviasvom de Garsi Elo Zaktoisvis Mashme the boy look me hochen nami. So just like if you hold Yude Ture, you'll have to say that they pay Nezik Sholem because or the chai for making him a muad because it is speaking about the Meramzi Ramuzi, so Memela Yehold Yude Gavre will also say they're speaking about the Kamaram Ziremuzi. Elo, mashme, the boy, look me, hoche, hoche, nami, the Kamaram Ziremuzi. Venich, afilo, yude gavre. Now, how do you have yude gavre, Kamaram Ziremuzi? Uchagoin, shebechol, shloisha, yomim, bo, elu, im elu. That all 3 days, that means you had kat aleph that came on Sunday, and said that Reuven Sheir was Negeach, that Berusha was Negeach Reuven Sheir, and then this, but he came with, and then the Chagain Shebechol Shosh Yonah Bo Eilu Meil, they all three came together, they all were coming all each days. The Karamzi, and the Maram is one to the other, so we see this is a click that so each one is aware of what the other has an intent to do, and that's where they're coming together. V'loy beremise kehide nechnokim. There the Gemara says, it's also speaking about a case of Maramzi Remuzi, the Gemara says we cannot build from that remise. So Taisi says, we have to say, Dosha Mayri Biramiza Grue, the Lab Milsehi there, it's not such a Boilitike Remise. Here it's speaking about that there was, the Remise is more noticeable that each one is encouraging the other to be made. Inamidin in the Foshe Shani, there it's talking about to rely on the remise to be maimist in the foshes, that the one was aware of the other. So there could be remise is not sufficient, but here we're speaking about the name ominous. Volchol hani shluye basloi osinami liyudi gavre. So now, Taisu says, so it comes out that all the terutzim this Ella is that all the three akimtis, bo retzufim, or the makirim bala sherbe, makirin esasher, everything is speaking about, these are all terutzim to feemfer, fully hold the yudei gavra. Bo retzufim, so the Maram says, it's speaking about that, again, they all came, all the three kittis came each day. So it also is a psaraya that the one is aware of the other. B'makirin balasha, the third teretz of Ravina was that I have a hechoche, that their intent is to make him a mu'ud, because they're speaking about their edus is not at all mentioning who the sher anegeach is. They're just saying one of your shvorim was negeach. So if their intent is to be mechayiv chatzi nezek, so they're not accomplishing anything by coming, because Chatzi Nezik is paid Migufa, and if they're not telling us who the Gufa Shoyr is, I don't know how to pay Chatzi Nezik. So Al Kolchoch, their whole intent is coming to make him a Mu'ud. So then it is not necessary at all to know who the Shoyr HaNegeach is. That's a Rashi Lemsha. V'im Taima, so Tosis does not like this at all. Akati motzu lameima l'chiyuvei palge niske kosina. We're coming to be mechayiv chatzi nezik. Ay, and shuldik, how could you be mechayiv chatzi nezik if you yourself do not know who the shir that was negeach? Akotn shebishvorim. So, I don't know, but that's for sure. One of his shvorim was made a hezek. The hezek was, let's say, $100. Now, he has 1,000 shvorim, and their value is from $500 to $10. So, memele, now we don't know who the shir was that was mazik. So, if it was the $500 share, so it's no problem. So, Iman Migufa share, $50, that's Chatzi Nezik. If it's a $10 share, so then he'll only get paid $10. Gabi Zeoi Mekotn Hizik. So, the din is that if you don't know, I know one of his shvorim were mazik, and I don't know who the shir was, so the ma'aseh the din is, we mon from the shir that has the least value. Al kaponim so much izicha owes him. So memele, so Tosis has a kasha, so what's the raya they want to be miyayit? Could be, not by not pointing out who the Sher HaNegeach is does not necessarily mean they want to make him a mu'ud. They want to be mechayiv chatzi nezek from the cheapest Sher. V'yesh loyma diyocha loyma echad mehem nevad. So Taisva says, that means if this is your intent, so I got news for you. You won't accomplish anything. Because you'll come, you'll say, one of the shvorim was mazik. I don't know which one. So the baal of the shvorim could say, you know, one of them got lost. So one of them got lost, so we don't know b'chlaf for you any money. So why are you coming? Zemurdike Rashba over here, the Rashba says that a filo, the owner will be very honest and will say, none of them got lost. So the Rashba says, that's called Meida Beknas. That's called Maida Beknas. That means only through your Hata, since it could be one of them got lost. So by you saying that none of them got lost, so you're saying cases that you could mon Chatzi Nezek for me. So that is called Maida Beknas. So Bekitzah says Haido also won't be Mechayim. Inami de nevo dechad mehem. Acha, one was lost, acha kolanegiches, so memela one was taka lost. So what are they coming for? What are they coming for? They can't be mechayiv him anything saivasai. So akochach, we see what they're up to. They're up to because one knew of the other, and they wanted mechayiv him nezek sholem. I saw the Birchas Avrom is Moira, a very interesting kasha. The Gemara says on this akimta, makirin bal asher, vein makirin es asher. That's the story. And from this we see that what their intent was. The intent was to make him a mu'ud. So the Gemara says, Elaheichi miyai delay. So, but the coming, how can they make him a mu'ud without knowing? There has to be some sort of a vahuat bebolov. You have to tell him something, to do something. If he doesn't know, if they don't know who the Sher Nakhon is. So the Gemara answers, the Omri, they came and said, Ture Nakhono Isloch Bebikroch, you should know with all your behemoths, there's one Sher there, Nakhon. Iboiloch Linture Kule Bikro. You have to watch all the, because that's what they're coming for. So that's, they're coming to make him a mu'ud. You have to watch all of them. So the Bichas Avrom asked, it's talking about that one got lost. That's what Taisu says. It's speaking about one got lost. So you can't say they're coming to be Mechayev Chatzi Nezek because can't be Mechayev Chatzi Nezek because one, maybe that's the one that got lost. So this Hador, you have to go and watch your shmong. This is the Hador that makes them for a mu'ud al kaponim. It seems there has to be some sort of a warning in order for him to become a mu'ud. So the Birchas Avraham is, what is the warning? One of your shvarim was negayach. You know, one got lost. Well, I'm telling you, you should watch all your shvarim. I should watch all my shvam if one got lost. Huh? And you don't know which one is this ta'or the Bichas Avraham asks. But let's go. It would seem that the Chiyiv Shmire maybe will not be nifka through that one got lost. That means the Gabi the Chiyiv Tashlumim, the minute one got lost, you can't mon anything from me. I'm eitz mechaber ol baraya. But could be the chiyuv shmire is totally this and isa b'lo yishmerenu. I think he wants him in mitzvah like that. So could be even though one got lost, we can still warn him to watch your share. Don't rely on the one that since one got lost, that you're a potter from your obligations. I think he wants to be mitzvah like this. Anyway, vim taima, fraktais was further, the kibin deima kiran es asher. If it is speaking about that all three were not makir the share, so memele, so you said they're not coming to mechayev chatzin ezek because with such an aidus they can't be mechayev chatzin ezek. So I got news for you. With such aidis, they can't be mechayiv nezek sholeh. They can't make him a mu'ud either. The kibin de mekirin es asher shema oise shenogach rishayne loizer shenogach shniyah shlishis. So how can you mechayiv
them from making him a muad, they're talking about three instances, and we don't know who the sheir is. Just like you understand that they can't come with this eidus to mechayev chatzi nezik, they can't come with this eidus mechayev nezik shalom either. V'yeshleima kegoin shela'acher she'idu kulam. They came to Bezdin and said eidus. They said eidus. They said this very tmimistic eidus. We really don't recognize the shir, but we saw klo one of the shvarim. And after they said this eidus, ra'u bikiru shahoya oise kol anegiches. That means they said this eidus was accepted in Bezdin already. And Bezdin asked them, are you sure you don't know which shir it is? So they said, they just said this eidus. We're going to go and look again. Maybe we'll recognize the shir hanegeach. And they looked, and they all came back. Oh, we found the shir, and of all things, we all saw the same shir. Very coincidental. So we see that these three Adim wanted to make it a mood. The imtaima liyude gavre. If you hold liyude gavre, ein ha'edim she'idu b'yom rishin yecholim liyayit. But there, now, Tosfos is going l'shita, say, that all these terutzim are saying we can hold liyude gavre, liyude ture, we have no right whatsoever. In terms of liyude gavre, Ein ha'edim she'idu b'yom rishin yecholim liyayit. They can't be miyayit. Elo she'choshin shin shemo yigach beiz v'gimel. But they're coming, maybe he'll be negeach beiz v'gimel, v'yakiru. That means, the Gemara, we just have to, I mean, Tosfos has a mirror the kipshat over here, if it goes a fillo liyude gavre. That means from their edus, I mean, Tosfos is saying a mirror the kazach. Tosfos is saying that if I know what their intent is, if I can figure this out, so memele, I feel though they didn't accomplish anything as yet, but if I know what your intent is, so I can be mechayv you for making him a mu'ud. So when the first cat came on Sunday, and he says that it shteist ruven shoyer, before any other negichas on Monday and Tuesday, but he comes, and he's coming to tell us, I saw a negiche, I don't know which shir it was, I saw a negiche. So we know already, so why are you coming? He's coming because if there'll be two more negiches, I'll be able to, so then the Baal HaShir will pay nezik. I mean, we see that's why he's coming for. There's no other legitimate reason why you're coming for. You can't accomplish anything. But Tosfos just said before, but you can't make him a mu'ud either if you remain with your ignorance. So pshat is, I don't have to remain with my ignorance my whole life. Now I'm coming now to register my eidus. Now I don't recognize the shir, but I'm telling you I saw this. So you see what my intent is. We need some more facts to make my eidus capable of making him a mu'ud. Well, we'll see about that. The vial. You see my intent already, and as time will come and time will progress, I'll make sure we'll fill in all the missing parts, and we'll make sure it becomes a mu'ud. Oh, but that's how it works. So you mechayev him nezek sholem. That means asoy. Ba'asher u'sham, he didn't do anything yet, but Bezdin sees what his intent is. And his intent is that later, who recognized the Sheir and others. That's the whole thing. So Memela Fektoisvis Mitamze Yechelum Nami Loima Lachai Vichatzi Nezik Bono Sheyakiru Fektois Amurdike Kasha. So I'm coming with Amurdike Taine. I came to Bezin, I said Edis, that one of his shvom was Mazik. This Edis is worthless. It can't make pay Katzi Nezik. It can't pay Nezik Sholem. It can't make him a mood. This Edis Basher Shom is worthless. So Al Kochoch, so why you machayev him for making him a mood? Because later he fills in the missing parts. But so and we put everything together and then we'll be machayev him. So Fektach Toisvis, so let's say that he's innocent. This Edis Basher Hashem is nothing, but maybe later he'll recognize the Sheir, and you'll pay Chatzi Nezik. How do you know this person wanted to make him a Mu'ud? Einish is Kasher Zoma, what he intended to do. So, till now, you figured out, he can't have an intent to make him pay Chatzi Nezik, because he can't pay Chatzi Nezik. One Sheir got lost, and if he doesn't know who the Sheir Amazik is, he can't pay Chatzi Nezik. But then Taisa said, yes, I got news for you, you can't become a Mu'ud also if you don't know which Sheir was Mazik. Because we're thinking this again, like, so Taisa says, but Bilvay Sayamim, we can take care of everything. So Mamela, and then we see what his intent was. So Taisa says, if you have to rely that maybe eventually he'll recognize the Sheir, so maybe we're back where we started from. So maybe he wanted to be Mechayev Chatzi Nezik. Maybe he wanted to be Mechayev Chatzi Nezik. And how would Mechayev Chatzi Nezik? Well, now he's telling Bezin what he knows, and maybe later he'll be able to find out, but let's record this Edis in Bezin. Because, and Taisis, if you hold the Yudei Gavre, so Taisis is proving it. That means you mechayev him nezik sholem, you mechayev him to pay for making a muid, taking into consideration that Basher Hashem nothing happened yet, but if things will happen, he's capable of making him a mu'ud. So if I'm dependent on things to happen in order to give him Moin Shei Yasome, so maybe he's talking more innocent than you made him. Maybe his own intent was to that he should pay Chatzi Nezik. How can you be mechayvah more than Chatzi Nezik? So Taisus Vafilu Kimrina Li, that's of Yod Li Yudei Gavre. Vafilu Kimrina Li Yudei Ture. Vafilu, it's talking about the Yudei Ture. The Motzino Lameima, the Mayrik Shikiru Ad Shenogach Sholesh Negiches. If you hold Yudei Ture, we can make it a little better, the situation, that it's talking about that they all were makir, all three were makir the Sheir, by the Sholosh Negiches, was the same Sheir. L'ache Shloisha Yomim, Shebo Lohoid, Nis'arev Ben Shvorem Acherem Adoimim Loi. So that means they all were makir, Mishas and Negicha, they all were makir, that it was the same Sheir that was Mazik, all three Negichas. So Memela, they really had an intent to make him a Mu'ud. And later, he bought other Shvorim, now got mixed up. Oishokhu, Masherhoi, or later they forgot. Vamakir and Oisoi, Bishas Aides, Dahashte, Vadai liyude kosi. Now the zikha coming liyude, because they don't have to, they recognized before. And now they're coming to make him a mood if you're liyude too. How will he pay Nezik Sholem? If now you don't know who the Sheir is, so what did you accomplish? The whole accomplishment we have on Omid Aleph is that Al Kaponim, we put a price, we put on his resume that he's a Sheir HaMu'ud. So Mamela's market value went all down. Or we made him a muid that if there'll be a fourth negiche, he'll pay Nezek Sholem, and that's the one thing we have Nezek Sholem for fourth negiche. Now, if you hold Liyudei Ture, and it's speaking about a forgot now, so L'chayre, there is no, if that is the case, that they recognized before, but now they forgot, so Mamela then, now I know that they want to make him a mu'ud, so how will he pay Nezek Sholem if you forgot now who the mu'ud is? So Tosis says, Amor dikizach, v'afa bishem ekirin oiso, yishalem Nezek Sholem, kshiyigach negicha revius, kirab ache, doma bereish amoicha peiris, biyedua shize holgoi. There's Amor dikirab ache. Rabache says, if I have 2,000 shvorim, and one of these 2,000 shvorim killed another shor, and I don't know which shor did it, one of my 2,000 shvorim, and one of my 2,000 shvorim is a muid. I don't know. So you assume that the muid killed. That means I can rely on an umdene. That means you have one murderer there. I know for sure. One is a murderer. I mean, he killed already three times. The other one, a becheske shimo kaimi. So you can be mechayvim nezek sholem, because I assume that this one was the murderer. So memele, so Taisva says, so l'chayre, if you hold the Yudei Ture, is no problem. So Mamela, I'll say, we're not dependent on more Yiddiyas. That means, when they came to Bezdin, they tell Bezdin, they recognize the Sher B'Shas Negich, and now they don't recognize anymore, the Takal never recognize. So Al Kolchoch, their whole intent is to make him a mu'ud. What do you expect to accomplish? Mikol Mokim, Taisi says, Oysam Sheidu Tchila, those who said Eidus first, Yechaylam Heim Loima, Lechai V'chatzi Nezek Boni, Kshiyakiru, the first Eidim who are Meyit, they can still come and say, we want to mechayvim chatzi nezek. We recognize him in the beginning. Now, we forgot, but we're coming to mechayv chatzi nezek. The Yudhi Gavre Namili Motzi Omar, Elo Shechosh Shema Yigach Shniyo Ishlish Shviyakiru. Just like you say, according to the other Mandi Omar, that the whole hazomet to make him a mu'ud is dependent on asidus, and we say that was their intent, so we can say that was his intent also. I came to be mechayev chatzin nezek. That was the first eidek, and which one? Maybe I'll recognize him later. So Taisa is amur deki yisod v'yesh loyma. The ile chayvoi chatzin nezek also. If your intent is to be mechayv chatzin nezek, loy hoyo lehem lohoid klal ad sheyakiru. Don't say Eidus whatsoever. What do you have to come now for? What are you coming now? I told Bezdin, I saw someone, Reuven, Berl Sher was Nageyach. So Bezdin asks, Lemainav Kemine, I'm coming to tell you this. When I'll get more ideas, I'll come back. It doesn't work like that. If you have another idea, then you come to Bezdin. What are you coming now? You're not Stamazoi, you tell Bezdin bits of ideas. When you know what you want to accomplish, then you come to Bezdin. So if your whole mechuvin was, the way you're saying, you want to mechayev chatzi nezek, you wait till you'll be makir the shoyer, and then you'll come to Bezdin. avovadei liyudei osi. Ki bein liyudei ture, bein liyudei gavre, tzrichen lehoit, koidem negiche rebiyes, en abayla mischaib mach yidu atrilo, So Tosis, but if you want to make him a mu'et, Tosis had said on Amud Aleph that Tosis says in order for a mu'et to pay nezek sholem, he has to be aware before the fourth negicha that is shtoist three times. So memela, there's the speed is of the essence. We're coming to Besdin. We're telling you now that he has a shoyl that shtoist. You just get this yediyah. And memela, and it's very important, so that the yediyah is registered in Bezdin. So memela, if it will shtoist a fourth time, it'll be a mu'ud. So that's why it's important to come now. That is if your intent was to make him a mu'ud. So let's hop around this yediyah in Bezdin, so he knows shenakone. He knows there's a Sher Nakhon. Which one it is, that we'll see later. But he knows this already. So therefore, their actions speak louder than words. If they came right away to share this Mitzvah Yediyah to Besdin, we see what their intent is. They want to make sure that he'll pay Nezek Shalom the fourth time. So they want to enter this Yediyah in Besdin that there's a Sher Nakhon here. And later we'll take care of it. We'll fix up all the, we'll fill in all the missing pieces. But if it is the way they're saying that their whole intent is to come to be Mechayev Chatzi Nezek, so then, listen, when you have all your ideas put together, there's no reason for coming now and telling Besdin Mitzvah Yediyah, wait till you know everything and then you'll come. Is al kochoch for coming now, we see what your intent is. So we don't know one patient to Shaila. V'teima. Now Tosfos says, I have a meiridike echetimtze that I could prove to you they wanted to make him a mu'ud. And they can't tie there, they wanted that they should pay migufo echatzi nezik. The loy meshani sh'ein mekirin hasher hamnugach. This is a very simple case. They're coming to Besdin, and they said, I know Reuven Berel Shoyl, this Shoyl, the white Shoyl, this Shoyl, shtoist another Shoyl. And the other Shoyl, I don't know who it is, but I saw shtoist another Shoyl, I don't know who it is. And then this Kat Aleph says this Monday, Kat Bey says this Tuesday, it's shtoist a Shoyl, I don't know who the Nizik was, but I saw this white Shoyl shtoist. When on Tuesday we have the third cut. So why are they coming? They're not coming to be Mechayiv Chatzi Nezek because they don't know who the Nizek was. Maybe it's a Goy, maybe it's Hefka. They don't know anything. She can't pay Chatzi Nezek. So it's spelled black and white. They're coming to make him a mood. But I know he shtoist Shvarim. So this is such a simple akimta. Why didn't the Gemara mention this akimta? That's v'teima. D'loy mishani she'ein makirin asher hamnugich. They don't know who the Sher HaMnugach was. So they're not coming that you should pay Chatzi Nezek because they haven't the faintest idea of the Sher HaMnugach. Inami, or let's say they do recognize Sher HaMnugach Sher Shal Hefke, it was Shteista Sher Shal Hefke, Oy Shal Goy, Oy Sheidu Sher HaMnugach Shvorim Shal Atzmoy, or Shteista his own Shvorim. But Al Kaponim, the Shvorim of the Bailam, they're coming, their whole Eidus is only coming not to be Mechayev Tashlumim now, because the Shvorim HaMenugachim are not Mechayev Tashlumim. It's a Goy, your Hefker, his own Shvorim. But they're saying, Eidus, this is a wild child. So, man, this is such a posh to tell us, why didn't the Gemara say this? This is Mamish Meirdik, like this. The Gemara's Akimt is so complicated. So the Ri says, Amor de Kechidush, the Shemo ain't Ado, my Ellis, Ella bivnei chiyuv. He says, it is not sufficient that there were three negiches of this shirt to make him a mut. It has to be three negiches of bnei chiyuv. That means the first shirt it shtays a shirt of a yid, and then the second, and then it becomes a mood. Ulekach, but if it shtoist three shvorim shel hefker, it will not become a mood. I know it's a wild chair, I know everything, but halachically it will not become a mood. Hela b'mnechiv, ulekach lemotz lameima sheim akir nasher amnugach, di eim akirim shema havid de goye de hefker, and in such a case, it will not become a mu'it. So therefore, the Gemara couldn't say such a teretz. Let us see the Gemara further. A big chiddush. Zok the Gemara weiter. A mishase kalbei shel chavero. Someone instigated. Reuven instigated the kelev of Shimon bechaveira to bite Levi. Now, what is the din? Mishasa vade potter, the one who instigated zicha potter bedinei Adam, it's a gromer, min shemaim they'll take care of him, but bedinei Adam we can't mimechayev him. Bal kelev mai. The shayla is the owner of the kelev is he mechuyev to pay. Mi amrinin motzi omale ano mayavidnale. What did I do? Oidilma amrinin le kivin de yodato bekalbacho to mishasile you mishtasi. You know your kelev if you instigate him, he bites. Loiboyloch l'shehuye. She should not have led him around without shmirim. What is the shail of the Gemara? So the Chazanish wants to say that the shail of the Gemara is as follows. We had a svara, Taisus Daf Heya Madalev said a svara that if a person pushed a shoyer into a boil, so the balabur is potter. That means we attribute the hezek to the Adam. He pushed Mekavone, so Memele it's called another Mekavone, we attribute the Hezek to him. He's called the Bailam of the Hezek. So the Chazanish wants to say that even though halachically we cannot be Toiveya, the Odom, to pay for the Hezek, but we could zicha attribute that you're the Bala Hezek. Good, you did it in a way. And the dog did it, I didn't do it, you have a good lawyer, you put a bidine Adam. Fine, that's good. Aber al kaponim, but we could, aber my avidnalei, it's not me, it's not my caleb, it's him. He did it. That means the whole hezek I can attribute when I have an Adam bikavone. That's the case of it. I have an Adam bikavone that wanted to make this whole scenario. So Memele, I attribute the Hezek to him in that part of the Balakelev. My Avidnalai, he did it. So even though he's potter to pay, or maybe not, the other tzad is, that we can mourn from the Balakelev. Even though it was done to him, since Lamaise was only a grom of his, So the Baal HaKelev is chayiv. That's the second tzad. There's a, the Raivet is mesupik. The Gemara says a murder kaloshin over here. Kivin, Gemara says a very interesting loshin. Kivin do yodato. You knew that your kelev will get instigated in bites. How did he know? So the Raivet is metzadet, we're speaking about a mu'ud krat, that this is the fourth time already. That's what the Raivet wants to be metzadet. The loshen lashuye is very unclear. The Darki David, the Psis Meiri, doesn't understand exactly what it means. You should have watched it. Leboiloch Lashuye, this is very unclear. Omar Abzeire, maybe it's talking about the Psain. Omar Abzeire Toshma. We hear in the Mishnah, Betam Shiat Yenoikis Memash Mishimboim. We hear in the Mishnah that Rameya said, how does a mu'ud, a share a mu'ud become a tam? If tinaikis mamash mishim boi ve'ene negeach. So then he becomes a tam. So it would seem ho negeach, but what would be if they chapel with him and he's negeach? Chayiv. Then he's chayiv. The Baal asher is chayiv. So you see, klor, even though the negiche came about through the tenoikis mamash mishim boy, but he's chay. Omar Abai says, miktoni nogach chay. I'm sorry, does it say in the Mishnah that if he's negeach, the Baal HaShoer is chay? Dilma ho nogach loy havitam. Uban hu negiche loy mechay. The Mishnah is speaking about that I want to see if he changed his nature, became back a tam. So if they're mamash mish and he's not doing anything, I sure see that he changed his nature. He's a smooth. If he is negeya, so he's the same side. There's no simon that he changed his nature. But it is not in any way, it's not in any way muchach from the Mishnah that will be chayiv to pay. Let us see what Rashi says. Kalboi shall chaver bechaver levim b'shas akel avruvim b'shimen. Padai potet gom b'nezokenu. Ho nogach sher achai dey mishmish atinoi kishchaye. Va'af al pi de shosiyu. Dilme so, the moins is af al pi de nogach tamudu loy havi. Bi negiche, bi negiche loy mechaye. Adi toni ve'enoi negeach, that what it says if he's not negeach, l'shavi yitam ptoni, that's what it says. If he's not negeach, he'll become a tam. If he is negeach, he won't become a tam, but could be he's not v'chuyiv to pay. So we have no right from the Mishnah. Toshma. Shisa boy esakelev, shisa boy nochosh, poto. My love, Zaloshin Yochid. My love, poto mishase, v'chayu bal kele. Loi eime poto af mishase. Bal kele could be yizicha poto. The mishase is also poto. Omarov, im timtza loima mishase kalboi shal chaveiroi b'chaveiroi chayiv. If you will say that the bal kele is chayiv, aber shiso hu ba'atzmoi poto. But if the Nizik antagonized the Kelev, and the Kelev bit him, so then the Baal HaKelev is potter. My time, kol ha-mishane, ubo acher v'shina boi potter. If you did a dover ha-mishune, which brings out, which is ma'orer, that the behemoth should be mazik you, that means the Nizik was Mesaviv the Hezik that came on him. He's the cause of the Hezik. He instigated the Hezik. So Memele, so there's a Bezundra, then the Baal, there's no Chiyav Tashlumim to pay the instigator for the hezek that occurred to him, since he instigated the hezek. Kol ha-mishana, you did something mishuna. U-ba'acha v'shina bo'i potah. So memele, so she say, who ba'ats me'il bo'i potah. Omele ha-popo le-rova, itma mishmei de Reish Lakish kibosach. You know, Reish Lakish said the same halacha what you just said now. The omar Reish Lakish, shtei poris b'shus haram. There were two poros b'shus haram. Achas revutze, v'achas maleches. There was two poros. One decided to lay down in the middle of shus haram, and v'achas maleches, and the other one is walking, and all of a sudden he sees this shayr is right in front of him. Shemus amayim, there's traffic going. He lays down in the middle of shus haram. Bota maleches b'revutze p'ture. So the Maleches was Boyet Perbutz, which is Kerem. B'shus HaRabim is Potter, because of this din. Because the Revutze was Mesavev. The Revutze was Mesavev. This Hezek to occur. Revutze b'Maleches Chayeves. If the Revutze kicked the Maleches, and the Revutze's Chayev will come back to this case soon. Let's just finish the Gemara. So Memele, so they told the Rove, you know, Yoshtik Teure, Kol HaMeshane Bo Acha V'Shina Bo Potter, that if the Nizik was Ma'irer, the Mazik, your Potter, to pay the Nizik. So he says, the etzim svore that Reish Lakish said, I hold, but ano bahi chiyuve mechayivne. But in the case of Reish Lakish, I disagree. I do not hold that the shinui of the revutze is ma'oire to kick the revutze. Ki islach rishusa lizguye alai. If you want, you can walk on top of me. That means this is an understandable action. Livuti bi leslach rishusa. So the shaila is over here that the holding of kol ha-meshana ubu'acha v'shina bai pota is only a din if the meshane is ma'oira this shinui, brought about this shinui. Then the din is that the mishane cannot be toiveya from the, since he was ma'oira. But here Rava says, personally, I hold that the being a revutze is not ma'oirer that a shver ha-maleches, a por ha-maleches should kick it. It could walk over it, it could step on it, but not to kick it. Zot Rashi, she sayu ba'atzmoy, shenoshach ha-kelev es ha-meshase, den ba'la kelev pota. Boto ma'lechets b'rvutza p'ture, Lehoyolo lirvoitz b'shus harab. That's what Reish Lakish said. Chol meshan b'acha b'shina b'ipota. Now, I'd like to mention the Chazenish says as follows. Let's see the second aloche. Boto revutze b'maleches chayeves. What is the story of it? So the Chazenish says as follows. If the case is that first the Maleches kicked the Revutze, and now the Revutze kicks back the Maleches, so he says, then the Revutze should be potter. Because it's weiter, there's a Rosh weiter, kol ha-meshane bo'acha b'shine, you gave me a kick. You'll tell me in Shulchan Aruch, that my Bailam is potter to pay, but the Revutze kicked back. You kick me, I kick you back. That means the hezek I'm doing to you is because you are ma'ira this. But don't tell me you had a reason to, but this kick was ma'ira me to do it. And there's a Rosh further in the third Perek, the Rosh says, Shnei Shvorim Shechovlu Zeh Bo Zeh. So the Rosh says it's speaking about that they were Chovlu B'Basachas. They started right away. But if the second Shor was Chovlu after the first Shor started, the second Shor is Potter. If you kick me, some Mamela, this is in a Kol Meshanim. So Mamela said, that can't be the case. So first the Chazanish wants to be Mitzadid. That could be the case is speaking about as follows. It's speaking about that the Maleches walked over the Revutze. Walked over, he's lying there. I walked over you. I mean, you're there, so what should I do? Call around. So Mamela walked over you. Then it could be, that's called a Meshanech. I mean, you're laying there, there's traffic there. What do you expect? Everyone's gonna, so could, that's what he wanted to be mitzadid, but he says from the Losh, from the Gemara further in the third Perek, it would seem such a case he'd also be potter. And we're speaking about a case which is no shaykhis with what happened before. Stamazay boto revutze b'maleches chayim. So what's the chiddush? So it's no chiddush whatsoever. Say nechanami, the Gemara further seems is no chiddush. The Gemara wants to be medayik, but the revutz maleches is chayiv, but huska is potter. That means if the maleches tripped over the revutz, so the bal ha-revutz is potter. That is what Rish Lakish wants to tell us. He says the loch is telling us is poshet, but he's coming with the UK. Let's just learn the next Mishnah, Sher HaMazik. Oh, let's see Taisus. Hameshase kalboi shel chaveroi. Leidomi lesheiro yitzadin sheodom nilcham imoi lohergo. Now, let's just appreciate what Taisus is saying. There's a Mishnah further. Naflamites amedalev. Shoir ha-yitztadin einoi chayiv miset, shenemar ki yigach v'loi sheyagichu. I mean, the shoir ha-yitztadin was a bull that they used by the bullfights, and they used to antagonize the bull, and if the bull killed someone, so like this we have a klal, that shoir she'emis es ha'odom is we kill the shoir. Here, we don't kill the shoir. Ki yigach v'loi she'agich. We have a miut. Ki yigach v'loi she'agichu acherim. That means this whole shvichas domim came about because he was instigated. Fine. So this is a p'tul in Mises Asher. Now, Taisvis asks Akashe, Hamishase kalbe shel chaveiroi. So Taisa says, so the Gemara is a pilpul is the bala kelev chayiv. So Taisa says, I have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, shoyer ha-yitztadin is potem imise. So from, already we see a mirdik echidish from Taisa, that Taisa compared mise to tashlumi nezokin. The Mishnah is speaking about the achiv misa on the shoyer. And that is immediately kiyigach leishigichu acherim. And Taisvus holds by tashlumi nezokin, this p'tur is also applicable. There's a machlekes harishonim, I think there's a ritve that wants to differentiate between mises asher and tashlumi nezokin, but Taisvus did not differentiate. So now Taisvus so has a problem. So this is similar to asher itzadin. So Taisus answers, Sha'odom Milcham Imay Lahergoy. Over there, it's not Samuzay antagonizing the bull. There, he wants to kill the bull. That means he's antagonizing the bull to kill the bull. So there, Sha'odom, that's called that he made the whole thing. That he, but over here, Meshase Kalbe Shal Chaveroy, it's not speaking about he wants to kill him, he's just chapping with the caliph. So here this does not go into the miyut of Yagichu Acher.